Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan, and I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we're going to learn how to say no problem in Chinese. We have Josh Weinstein. Hi, Josh.
Hi, 你好.
你好. Right, no problem. 没事. Whenever you want to say, oh, it's okay, never mind, no problem, we say 没事. May, that means nothing, or don't have something. 没. It's second tone, 没. 是 means matters. So no matter, not a matter. 是. It's fourth tone going down. 是. And when I first heard you speaking Chinese, I could sense that you are from Beijing area. The way you say 没事, instead of saying 没事, you say 没事. And 没事, that's a really the way different accent, the way people say it. So if you go to the southern China, people will say 没事.
Or
没事, yeah. They were just like different, like Scottish accent and American Texan accent. So in Beijing, come on, you can say that. I can't learn the same way.
没事.
Okay, so when did you use that? 没事.
没事. If you let someone walk by you, if you hold the door for someone, if you give someone some spare change, if you help them with something, it's a very, very versatile and useful word.
Yeah.
没事.
Yeah. So when you say, hey, thank you so much for helping out, I'll say, 没事. And, oh, I'm so sorry that I bump into you, I step on your foot. I say, 没事.
Exactly.
Yeah. Can you give me a cup of tea? Oh, thanks so much. 没事. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to be late by 5 minutes. Oh, 没事.
It's like nali. It's sort of a nicer, it's a bit of a deflection of the you're welcome. You're welcome sort of acknowledges that you did something for someone else, whereas 没事 is like, oh, I didn't do anything.
Yeah. It's like, don't mention it. It's not really a big matter. So don't worry about that. No problem. 没事. So what if you really have something? We say 有事.
有事.
有 is to have. 是 is have matter, yeah? When you call your friend, and your friend can say, oh, 有事吗?
有事.
What's the matter? 有事.
I guess in a different context, if there's, you know, a problem, for example, or if you want to discuss something with someone, 有事.
Yeah, 有事. Yeah, there's a matter. That's why I'm talking to you. 有事.
有事.
Right. So thank you so much, Josh, for joining us.
没事.
Thank you. That's exactly the right context. Let's try again. Beijing accent.
没事.
Normal accent.
没事.
Southern accent.
没事.
That's very Taiwanese. Okay. Thank you, Josh. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. We hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
谢谢 Josh.
没事.
没事.